Ryan Longwell. Ryan, the game came down to field goals, obviously, the one that we chose not to go for. Hanson hitting the game-winning field goal in overtime. You've been around this game long enough, talking about disappointments. How do you bounce back as a football team after such a disappointing loss?
Well, that's a great question. There's going to be a lot of finger-pointing from the outside, and it really comes down to the core of the locker room. No one can fix it but the guys in the locker room, and there's a reason this team was put together, and it's high-quality guys that are good football players. And it's showing on the field that we play well in the first half, and it'll show off the field that we'll rally from this, you know, really frustrating start.
Walk me through the field goal or the decision not to go for the field goal late in the fourth quarter, well within your range. Half the field goal team was on the field, offense. Was it the players that waved you off of the field, or did you see coaches waving you off? Walk me through that, please.
Well, yeah, I mean, we got the message that if it was fourth down, we were going to kick. And so, well, obviously, we saw we were short, and so the unit started running on the field. And I really don't know what happened with the decision. You know, we saw Adrian kind of wave us off, and, you know, the crowd obviously booed us and then cheered the decision. So, you know, it's one of those things where you're trying to, you know, get momentum on your side, trying to get back in the game. And I don't know, the decision was there, but you know, certainly we felt like after we even made the last field goal, we had a chance at the end of regulation, you know, to get a long shot to win it, and just didn't work out.
How disappointing was it for you not being, you know, given the decision to go for that field goal late in the fourth quarter?
Well, you know, that happens all the time. You know, I go out there and kick what I'm told, and I don't make decisions. And so we were certainly ready if we would have been called. But, you know, the beauty of hindsight, it's always 20/20. I mean, you always have the answer when you look back. But in the heat of the moment, there are different factors in for decisions that is really not my job title.
Ryan, you know, double-digit years in the National Football League, have you ever been a part of a team that plays so well in the first half and you can't find the answers in the second half?
No. You know, part of you thinks that it'd be easier to lose 50 to zip every week because then you just know you don't have the talent, but that's certainly not the case here. We have the talent. We're playing well. You know, we can run up and down the field on teams offensively, stop them defensively, and for whatever reason, the second half happens, and I've never seen anything like it. But like I said, that's why you got these guys on this coaching staff and these guys in the locker room that can rally amongst each other. Because there's going to be a lot of doubters out there now.
Well, Ryan, I really appreciate your time, but maybe we don't allow you guys to come into the locker room during halftime. Could that be one of you?
Well, I'll tell you what, the junior cheer program may have 53 guys on it next year. We should stay out and do that because we certainly are playing well enough in the first half. We just need to finish these games out.
All right, Ryan, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.